not only have the solar panel enabled that the pump to work without being connected to the electricity grid or using a generator, but it has enabled us to introduce a number of other interesting technologies that support climate change adaptation. So we, with the support small grants program, we've introduced a reforestation initiative, drip irrigation, water points for animals, water points for human beings, and this has enabled this community to improve its livelihood, for the kids to go to school rather than spending hours fetching for water, and for the women to be able to have more ready access to healthcare, because now, again, like the children, they have more time to take care of these human welfare issues. So we're very pleased with this activity that has supported 3,700 community members.
And in terms of sustainability, Mr. Rodriguez, how does UN and even the community make sure that the project is sustainable?
Well, we're very fortunate that the technology now is actually fairly inexpensive, and we build skills in the community so that they can actually repair the solar panel and they can actually take care of all of the structures that support this climate change adaptation initiative. They know how to address problems with the pipes related to drip irrigation. They've been able to learn and see the success of having tree nurseries and reforestation programs, and they're able to have a more sustainable production of meat and leather by having, again, a more sustainable approach to livestock management. We are, of course, operating in an environment where the local government is very committed to climate change adaptation. So they have also made available extension support to make sure that this program is not only sustainable, but can be replicated to other communities that are very keen in using solar technology to address their energy needs.
Now, when it comes to financing, you know, a lot of climate change mitigating projects, people, they talk about financing. How was the issue of financing being taken care of?
Well, the original financing was $150,000 from the small grant, but of course there was a contribution in kind in terms of labor by the community itself, with many groups being formed. And they also work on their own system of savings and cooperative association. They also provided a contribution in kind in terms of some of the materials that were required to actually build this facility. So they joined together and they bought cement, they bought the shovels to build the trenches, they rented the tractors that were needed for some of the heavy work. So it was truly an opportunity of a joint endeavor between UNDP through the small grants and the community itself, because they saw very quickly the benefits of access to energy. In fact, our view is that sustainable energy access is essential to the achievement not only of the MDGs, but of course the Sustainable Development Goals looking ahead over the next 15 years.